Easter is a time of chocolate eggs, chocolate bunnies and the inevitable parties. Or is it? It started because a controversial religious teacher arrived in Jerusalem during a major festival, proclaiming a very life-changing message indeed. Jesus of Nazareth was something of a celebrity rabbi. He was loved by many of the poor and loathed by many of the rich and powerful. The city itself was packed with fevered worshippers and policed by nervous soldiers who just put down one violent insurrection. So to keep the peace, and maybe to silence a man who threatened their own power and position, the leading priests of the day decided to get rid of him. Better one man dies than the whole nation, they thought. Over the next few weeks, I'll tell you about those who drove the events that gave us Easter, but actually had no idea how Jesus' story would end. Jesus was a controversial figure with a reputation as a healer. Medicine was primitive in the first century, so once people believed that Jesus could heal the sick, the crowds flocked to him. Some came hundreds of miles and, unless they were rich, they walked all the way. If you lived in Plymouth, who is exciting enough to make you walk to Portsmouth just to see them? You've got no appointment, you've never met them, and you don't even know what they look like. Would you still go if you knew bandits might rob you on the way? And yet lots of people thought Jesus was worth that walk. Now it's obvious why a healer would be popular, but there was another side to Jesus too, politics. He was a Hebrew and, living under the Roman Empire, the Hebrews yearned to be free. Democracy might have been just a dream, but they'd prefer even a tyrant of their own to a foreigner. A century or so earlier, a man called Judas Maccabeus had led Judean rebels to free Hebrew lands from Syrian overlords. The Romans had appointed the latest of the dynasty they founded, a man called Herod Antipas, to be the ruler of Galilee, part of the Hebrew lands. The people knew, though, that Herod was just a Roman puppet. They were waiting for Messiah, a chosen one, to drive out the Romans the way the Maccabees had the Syrians. What had Jesus done to make people think he was Messiah? Every Judean knew that there were 12 tribes in ancient Israel, and they roughly corresponded to the sons of Jacob in the founding histories of Israel. We can still read their story in the book called Genesis. The Hebrews hoped God would make Israel a great nation once again. So when Jesus sent out 12 of his disciples as apostles, many Judeans decided this wasn't just about physical or even spiritual healing. When they listened to Jesus, they heard him say that it was time to restore God's people physically, spiritually, and politically. They also knew that Jesus had just spent years in the Galilean hills, shaping his followers into a revolutionary group. Many Hebrews wondered if he was going to Jerusalem to lead them all into battle against the Romans. Next week, we'll look at the excitement Jesus caused from the viewpoint of an equally famous celebrity of the time. One who annoyed Herod Antipas and died in Herod's dungeons. Jesus' own cousin, known to us as John the Baptist.